From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Muslim-majority Senegal is celebrating Christmas, a day after marking the anniversary of the birth of the Prophet Muhammad. From Dakar, NPR's Afebia Quistarctum reports that hawkers are selling Christmas trees and tinsel to both Christians and Muslims as Senegal continues to promote tolerance and diversity in a region often blighted by sectarian and ethnic strife.
Muslims in Senegal celebrated Maulud, Prophet Muhammad's birthday, overnight Wednesday, spilling into Christmas Eve as Christians prepare to mark the birth of Christ. In this nation of 14 million mostly Muslim people, both holy days are public holidays. At Christmas time, Senegalese Muslims are invited into Christian homes, just as Christians enjoy Muslim festivals, marking out Senegal as a bright spot in Western Central Africa, where countries like Central African Republic remain divided by religion and tribe. This 94% majority Muslim country's first president was a Christian. Léopold Sédar Senghor governed independent Senegal for 20 years. Ophébia Quistarctum, NPR News, Dakar.
At least 30 people are hurt in Peshawar, Pakistan, after a powerful earthquake in Afghanistan near the border with Tajikistan and Pakistan today. The U.S. Geological Survey put it at a preliminary magnitude of 6.3. It was felt in Kabul and also the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. Officials say those injuries happened as houses or walls collapsed. The Arab League is condemning the kidnapping in southern Iraq of 26 men from Qatar. NPR's Alice Fordham reports that incident could create tensions between the two countries.
The men disappeared earlier this month while on a hunting trip. The south of Iraq is particularly popular with wealthy Arabs from Gulf countries, including Qatar and Saudi Arabia, for hunting birds of prey. No group has claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, although there are unconfirmed reports in Arab media that the kidnappers were a Shiite armed group, calling for Qatar and other Sunni countries to release Shiite prisoners and stop supporting Sunni groups in Iraq and Syria. The Arab League statement called on Iraq's government to, quote, shoulder its legal responsibility and help to resolve the matter. Earlier in the year, a Shiite group kidnapped Turkish construction workers in Iraq. They were freed after negotiations. Alice Fordham, NPR News.
FedEx had problems delivering packages this holiday season. Company officials apologized to customers, saying it just wasn't able to make all its scheduled deliveries yesterday, blaming it on last-minute surges of shopping coupled with bad weather in parts of the U.S. And the East Coast is spending this Christmas with near-record warmth in places, along with rain and fog in cities including Washington, D.C. Parts of Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee are getting heavy rain and flooding. National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for several counties in those states, and tornadoes are possible in Alabama this afternoon. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington. The Prime Minister of India made a surprise trip to Pakistan today. It's Narendra Modi's first official visit to the Islamic nation. That has been his country's long-standing rival in the region. The unannounced visit is a possible sign of thawing relations between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. New data from the federal government show a very strong start to the snow season in the parched Pacific Northwest. As Scott Graff of Boise State Public Radio reports, the region is experiencing above-average snowpack.
This part of the country relies heavily on winter snow accumulating and slowly melting in the spring to replenish the water supply. So it's good news that federal hydrologists say the amount of snow that's fallen is above average. In fact, all 44 of the basins measured across Idaho, Oregon, and Washington have more snow than normal for late December. Last winter was very dry here, and drought was prevalent over the summer. There's been some angst over the need for a good snow season this year. In far southwestern Idaho and southeastern Oregon, one of the driest sections of the area, snowpacks right now are more than 220% of normal. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Boise.
Former President Bill Clinton's childhood house was damaged by fire, and officials say they think it's arson. Firefighters in Hope, Arkansas, say flames were 8 feet high when they got to the home earlier today, but it was put out quickly. Arson is suspected because investigators say they smelled an accelerant at the scene. Clinton lived in that home as a child before moving to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and it was designated as a National Historic Site in 2011. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.